This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Lauren Simon. It's time for 7 100-word stories. Why 7? Because it's the weekly challenge. Number 3. And let's see, what was the topic this week? Oh, yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Well, let's see what we've got. Who goes first? Well, Ellison and Rael tied, and Ellison's gone first a few times, so let's go ahead and go with Rael here, with her 100-word story.
Cinco de Mayo by Rachel Jasko for Lauren Simon's weekly 100-word story challenge. Exhausted from a day of sightseeing in Puebla, Diane sank down on the pedestal of Zaragoza's statue in the park. "Señora, you shouldn't sit there, especially on Cinco de Mayo," a passerby told her. "It's just a statue," Diane retorted. "Besides, I'm tired." The passerby shrugged and walked away, and Diane closed her eyes. Startled awake by gunfire and shouting, Diane scrambled out of the way of 2 bloodied, grimy soldiers as they struggled, oblivious to her presence. "Oh, this must be a reenactment, then." But where was the statue of Zaragoza? And, for that matter, where was her hotel?
That was Rael Jasko with her story. Now, we move on to Ellison. Unfortunately, Ellison didn't have access to a microphone this week, so he had me record it. Oh, no. Forget the imagine some funky music here. And da-da-da-da-da. Okay, now here we go.
Miguel Cortez was born on Cinco de Mayo, 1955, at 5:55 a.m., the fifth son of a fifth son. On his 5th birthday, his mother hit the loteria and won 55,000 pesos. Time passed. Miguel grew to be a handsome young man. He married a girl from his hometown, and in time, they had 5 children. On his 55th birthday, Miguel, now a successful American citizen living in New York, in a luxury apartment at 55th and 5th, took $5,000 to Pimlico and put it all on the 5th horse running in the 5th race. The nag came in 5th.
That was Ellison's story, read by me as if I were a midget. Now let's move on to Andrew Ian Dodge's story. Take it away, Andrew.
Ayer fue el 5 de mayo del año 2006. Esto fue un día importante por todo mundo mexicano, explained the hotel radio, as he sat on his bed contemplating his fate. He was sure this would probably be his last Cinco de Mayo, and it may even be his final Cinco de any month. The aircon did nothing to end his wedding or to help his discomfort. He was safe in the hotel, but he could not remain there forever. The deep ones in Punto Oeste would not let him be for long. If only he hadn't come along.
Cool. A creepy story, Cthulhu-esque, down in old Mexico, from Andrew Ian Dodge. Let's see, who's up to bat next? How about Beck? Yeah, his stuff's always good for a bunch of beeps. Too bad I left all my beeps at home. Let's check out Beck's story, read as if I were a midget.
Not a hit for sale anywhere. If you could score, you could demand any price. The asset economy had completely blown up. I knew someone. The coy comedian wouldn't say for sure if he was caring, but I knew. I could sense his moods ever since that dicey Monaco day, the day economic realities changed forever. Seeing the oddly named club, Cyanic Mood. The comedian was ranting about the recent airstrikes in the Sudan, something about a Monaco decoy by the president. But what did I care? I just wanted to score on that humid Cinco de Mayo evening.
I think somebody's been stealing from William Burroughs' stock. Whether it's his writing or his drugs, I'm not sure. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to Sunny Daces. What has she got to say today?
Cinco de Mayo is... well, it's the 5th of May. Lots of people drink Coronas on the 5th of May, but I don't know why. It's the day my rent is due. If I wait for the 6th of the month, they have an annoying habit of charging me a late fee. I don't like late fees. They suck. Of course, I could be responsible and pay my rent earlier than that, but that's not very likely now, is it? It'd be nice to not have to pay rent. Then I could spend that money on other things, like yarn.
That was Sunny Desis. Well, we know who will be paying their bills with late fees. Let's move on to Tommy from Striving for Average. He managed to get one in this week. He's had a rough time the past week here. Let's check out what he's got to say.
His gun was old and barely functional, even when judged by the standards of the ragtag Mexican army in Puebla. He was short of ammunition, underfed, lacking sufficient comrades in arms. He had received nothing even remotely resembling training. The enemy, on the other hand, was well-equipped, even possessed cavalry, was well-fed, and had spent several years training for this battle. Faithfully clutching his rifle, he held out hope for victory for two simple reasons. First, they were defending their homeland. This was their city. There would be no surrender. More importantly, though, they were fighting the French.
I like that one. Well, let's go ahead and end it on that. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Great. There's another transmission from
Planet Z.
No, I'm not going to say that again. I don't like how the echo tickles the back of my throat. Let's go ahead and just cue up the
Planet Z
clip here.
After weeks of difficult negotiations, both sides were nearing an agreement. March wasn't good for the Mexicans. They'd be busy with planting season. The French balked at July. They'd be busy planning for Bastille Day, and they were already running low on ammunition. The Mexicans proposed May. The French agreed, but wanted it early. The 6th? They checked their calendars. No conflicts. Perfect. During training exercises with wooden rifles the night before, the Mexicans drank too much tequila and accidentally defeated the French army. Badly hungover, they apologized profusely at the surrender ceremony, and then drank themselves stupid again.
Well, that's all 7 entries for this week. Tune in next week when there will be a whole bunch more 100-word stories on a topic that I'll post in a few minutes. But until then, go ahead and go to podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorite story. And please, feel free, don't be shy, go ahead and send in a story for next week. Until the next time, here's a promo of a podcast I like to listen to.
Do you ever think that everyone in Texas raises cows and marries their cousins?
Night, night, a big and fresh.
Well, come find out what really happens in Texas with Mikey Pod on the Bayou. With Michael Herron at MikeyPod.com.
Well, that's it. And if you're wondering why this is going up on Sunday, we had a power failure on Saturday. How do you podcast without power? Yeah, I don't know. Bye-bye.